The press release came out just before the Easter break. I believe it was Tuesday afternoon. We know it's been closed for safety reasons, and we're just waiting now for the outcome, and hopefully we can get this up and running or open sooner rather than later.
So what will this mean for people who avail of the trailway system?
Well, unfortunately, right now, it means that there's an interruption and the trailway, although I guess it's not closed to the whole island, but you cannot get through Gambo. It's the bypass is significant, and it includes the Trans-Canada. It's nearly a kilometer bypass, and certainly not recommended. We were seeking an engineering report, the Trailway Council and the provincial government, because the Trailway Council and the government are working on, I guess, bridge enhancement and replacement. Phase one is just about finished up, and we're hoping to get a phase two, and we're redecking a lot of the bridges coming across the island. So Gambo is on the radar for phase two and getting ready to do it, and we discovered that there was rust there. Actually, a trail user mentioned it, that it was actually a guy that was on the trail. He looked down, mentioned it. You know, we knew it was bad, so we sent somebody out there. Or once again, the provincial government sent somebody out there. An engineering report came back, and they said there's damage there. So just to be safe, we shut it down, or they shut it down. Sorry, I keep saying we, because we work together well, but it is a provincial government asset.
What kind of effort will be required to get it back on the trailway?
We're not sure yet. We're waiting on the engineering report as opposed to what the damage is. And then, of course, it comes down to a costing. And I guess the cost will be the factor. You know, like, money is tight, and we're going to have to work with government and, you know, do our part, and they're going to do their part, and we're all going to work together. And, you know, I don't want to say it, but it always works out. You know, we've had setbacks before, and we've always found a way, and I got the confidence that we'll find a way again.
And in the meantime, while the trestle is sort of off limits for riders, is there a detour around it, or how do you get around it these days?
Well, there's really no way around it. A safe way, like from a hiker's point of view, you know, you have to walk up and cross over to Trans-Canada. It's it's not an easy detour. It's not something simple. So that's why this is so important. And of course, you know, an ATV is not permitted on the road, and once again, you got to be on the Trans-Canada. This is not a safe detour. You know, this is why this one is so important. You know, we had the same problem with Terra Nova a few years ago, a trestle in the middle of nowhere without a detour. It certainly puts a lot of pressure on us, government, on everybody to get it open.
Because it's so tempting to just sort of deke up onto the roadway, even though that is illegal. What are you recommending riders do? Sort of turn back and find a way around it, or maybe bring a vehicle, or what do you think?
Well, they need to find a safe way around it, and driving on the highway is not it. So if you're going to do it, you know, plan your rides that you're not going to get through Gambo. But, you know, we're talking staycations, stay at home. You know, makes this all that more important that, you know, we will be working like you wouldn't believe to get this open.